Chris Wasser is a reviewer and a regular contributor to Arena. Tonight, Chris reflects on the wonder and the joy of the Christmas song.
My name is Christopher, and I'm a Christmas pop music addict. Oh yes, indeed I am. Have you any idea what Greg Lake's I Believe in Father Christmas does to me around this time of year? Hits me right in the gut, lads. How could it not? I remember one Christmas morning, Whoops, got carried away. It's the same thing every year. Wizard, Wham, the Waitresses, and all their famous buddies from the 70s and 80s weave their way back into our lives for 8 weeks with their magical tinsel-wrapped sleigh-bell-sprinkled pop hits, reminding us of seasonal heartbreaks, forgotten cranberries, and how Roy Wood wishes it could be Christmas every day. I know exactly how you feel, Roy. Am I alone in my adoration for the classic festive tunes of yesteryear? Sometimes I think I am. Remember last year when a renowned UK coffee house chain made headlines after it banned Cliff Richard's Mistletoe wine from their stores? That's right, a customer survey found it to be the most hated Christmas song of all time. Hated Christmas songs? Bah humbug. It's a smashing tune. I mean really, if we can't celebrate the sublime musical talent of Sir Cliff around the holiday season, then when can we? We only have these songs for a limited time every year, and I adore them. What makes the perfect Christmas song? A decent tune helps. Perhaps even a star-studded lineup. Or, you know, maybe just a little effort. Jonah Louie's Stop the Cavalry? Brilliant. David Bowie and Bing Crosby's Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy? Yes, that's a real warm-hearted ghost of Christmas past. Gets me every single time. The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York? It's a cracker. And then there's Shakin' Stevens with Merry Christmas, Everyone. Now there's a number to get me moving at the office Christmas party. Colleagues and peers, you have been warned. Again. Yes, these cheesy, relentless novelty hits are played to death, but then so is every other hit single in the history of chart-topping hit singles. What a shame it is, then, that contemporary pop stars and rock bands appear disinterested in adding to what is truly a magnificent repertoire. Seriously, name a great original modern Christmas tune. Well, there's The Darkness with Don't Let the Bells End, released 10 years ago. Then there's... Whoa, we're in trouble here. You would think that more songwriters and artists would make the effort, get it right, and that could be your pension sorted. Sure, it might be all you're remembered for, but hey, I doubt Noddy Holder has a problem with making more than £500,000 a year off of Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody. Good on you, Noddy. And I know what you're thinking, Rod Stewart, Michael Bublé, even little Justin Bieber and Susan Boyle released Christmas albums not too long ago. Well, you can keep your cynical, half-hearted, cover-heavy cash-ins, folks. We want something good, something original, something catchy, and, more importantly, something timeless. So, songwriters of Ireland, if you're interested, I urge you to take a stance and join me in the magical search for the next best Christmas melody, because I won't give up. There's nothing wrong with Christmas tunes. Embrace them, sing them aloud, even if they are, in fact, forced upon you as you dart through the high streets to find that one last present. Enjoy them, because we don't have long to go. I do have one rule, though. No Christmas songs on December 26th, you know, when it's all over. I have a very difficult time dealing with the end of Christmas.
Chris Wasser on his love of Christmas songs, and definitely I will refer Chris and anybody else who wants to find out the best of Christmas songs back to our Christmas album reviews on Friday night. There are some great selections in there. rte.ie/radio1/arena, and go to Friday night's programme.